a minute since we caught up with ExxonMobil. They're always doing some pretty intriguing things in the community. And one of them, look, we talked with them a lot about what they've got going on at their facilities, what they're doing out in the community. And one of those things involves fighting crime or the efforts to curtail crime in Baton Rouge. We've been covering the Page Rice Camera Initiative a good bit, and that's what we're doing right now as well. I am hoping this works. I have not done this when it's outside of the hotline. I'm joined right now, I hope, by Chandra Stacey and Clay Young. Chandra's with ExxonMobil, part of the Public and Government Affairs, and Clay Young, of course, with Baton Rouge Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice Foundation. Good morning, Chandra and Clay. How are y'all?
Hey, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning. Got you both. Good deal. Excellent. All right. We're going to start with the tutorial. We're going to start with a little refresher on what the Page Rice Camera Initiative is. Clay, take it away.
The Camera Initiative started as a result of an effort with the foundation a couple of years ago. Actually, Brian, the start of us wanting to invest in cameras happened after I got a request from Davis Rohr to meet, and he wanted to talk with us about raising money to replace the cameras downtown. Mm-hmm. So we raised about $100,000 to replace all of the existing crime cameras in downtown Baton Rouge, and we added an additional one at Florida and 3rd Street. And those cameras most recently have been essential in the case of Millard, the gentleman from Georgia who was here. And so when we announced the camera initiative, we said we were going to expand it and move to other parts of the city and make the camera placement based upon crime and take the lead of law enforcement agencies in doing it. When we knew we were going to expand it, we submitted to receive a grant. We got a federal grant that would allow us to place those cameras. And it was our thought that, look, we can place cameras in high crime areas, have businesses and or residents request a camera, and also have businesses sponsor a camera. So we have a combination of federal grant dollars, but also some privately raised funds from organizations like Exxon and McDonald's and other companies in the area. I contacted Kathy Tolliver, the grandmother of Devin Page Jr., and Paul Rice, the father of Allie Rice, because I wanted to brand the initiative with the names of some of the victims of violence here in our city. And obviously, we all know the story of Devin and Allie. They agreed. And the next thing, we were off. And that's where the name Page Rice was born on this initiative, Brian. And just to give you an update, Exxon has been a great partner. Mm-hmm. They're purchasing 10 cameras. 4 are going to go at their facility. 6 are going to be placed around 70805. Last week, our board agreed to invest $15,000 more of foundation dollars into cameras, specifically in the Tigerland area. And it's our hope that we can assist law enforcement by placing these cameras around town and help make the case for on behalf of families who have lost loved ones to some of this ridiculous gun violence.
Chandra, let's get you in over here. Chandra Stacey, ExxonMobil Baton Rouge Public and Government Affairs. What sparked Exxon's interest here? What was it that that really caught your eye and said, let's get in?
So for us, when we continue to have dialogue with our neighbors and our employees who also live and work and play in the Baton Rouge area, and we ask what are the things that are top of mind, certainly crime is one of those things. Mm-hmm. And so we couldn't stay in a traditional box and do the things we've always done, recognizing that crime is such an issue, then we decided, hey, we need to get in on this initiative too. We need to help the city do everything that's possible to make this a safe place so that we can also continue to bring economic investment to North Baton Rouge and to Baton Rouge and Louisiana in general.
Let's talk about the buy-in here. What was Exxon's, how deep into this, how much is Exxon putting in?
So we have committed to $25,000, which is going to purchase 10 cameras, and we're excited about being able to put those cameras around our fence line, and as Clay mentioned, and then also sponsoring cameras that will go around the city in the 70805 area where there tends to be higher crime areas.
We're talking with Chandra Stacey from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge and Clay Young with the Baton Rouge Law Enforcement and Criminal Justice Foundation. Clay, let's talk about that area that Exxon's in. We're going to talk about Exxon right in front of their face right now. Let's talk about that area that Exxon's in. How important is that fence line when it comes to just overall coverage in Baton Rouge? Because that's a pretty good stretch of ground.
Look, it's highly important to law enforcement's ability to catch crime when it happens, or to be able to tell in which direction someone has gone after committing a crime. You know, these cameras that we installed recently were essential in the case involving the young woman who was shot on near 110. These cameras caught some activity over there. And as Chief Paul has said, cameras have become the new witnesses because people are so afraid of retaliation that they're not always willing to speak up. Well, if these cameras can be of assistance in this work, then I think it's great. And look, Brian, I think we are not even a quarter of the way from where we want to be. Exxon has been fantastic in stepping up. And there's something else that we're working together on that we're not going to talk about here.
You keep doing that to me, Clay. Every time you come on, you drop the keys, Clay.
You know what? I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't enjoy it.
I know you do,
Brian.
I know you do.
But hey, Chandra, without giving it away, it's a pretty big deal, right?
It is a pretty big deal, and it's going to be fantastic.
That's right. We'll leave it right there. So, yep. let me just say this, Brian.
Yeah.
One of the things that we've talked about with the foundation and our conversations with Exxon, because Exxon was out with us at Triple S when we put the camera out there,
yeah,
is we have to change our approach to public safety and crime. And here's what I mean. Crime is not a law enforcement issue. Police officers are charged with maintaining public safety. Crime is a cultural issue, and it's born out of a number of symptoms. Some we can do something about, many we can't do anything about.
Yeah.
But investing in programs that give kids an opportunity to find their purpose, to keep them productive, keeps them away from crime, gives them something to do is important. But on the other side of this, the enforcement side, we've got to be smart, because there are way too many guns on the streets of Baton Rouge. And I think that this is just a smart, efficient way that we can help the process. And I think the outcome is going to be great.
I will talk with Chandra Stacy from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge and Clay Young from Baton Rouge Law Enforcement. Chandra, let's toss it back to you for just a minute. Outreach has always been a big thing with ExxonMobil. This is moving from outreach to, you could say it's taking part in the enforcement end. I mean, monitoring is providing information and clues towards solving crime. What's that been like, not necessarily making that transition, but adding that to what y'all's repertoire is when it comes to serving?
Honestly, Brian, it wasn't a hard pitch or a hard sell to do at all. Because this is so important to the residents of Baton Rouge and to our company, because, again, our employees live, work, and play in Baton Rouge as well, it wasn't a hard sell at all. And so being able to stretch ourselves to do some things that are non-traditional has been beneficial to us, and we've been proud to be able to be a part of it. Because crime is an issue, being able to say that we're trying to help the police department and we're trying to help the foundation with curbing that, in addition to that, trying to minimize the illegal dumping that tends to happen in our green belt, these cameras will help to do that as well. And so supporting any organization that's doing something that is going to help the city of Baton Rouge be better, it's just a priority for us, and it's really a great opportunity.
All right, let's talk recruiting right now, Chandra, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. ExxonMobil now joining, roughly 160 leaders in business, government, and law enforcement by taking part in SafeBR. What's your pitch to the next company? What are you doing to recruit more to come into? How would you pitch it to someone to say, get in on this, let's get some more cameras up there in places where they're absolutely needed?
Well, we would say that for any company who loves the city of Baton Rouge and who wants to continue working and operating in the city of Baton Rouge, you need to get on board so that we can all work together so that we can make the Baton Rouge the best place that it can be. This isn't white, this isn't black, just like our Mayor Pro Tem, Councilman Cole said. This is not rich or poor. This is about quality of life. And so anybody who is just remotely concerned about the city of Baton Rouge, then you should be a part of this initiative.
Well said.
Clay, for those that are out there that might want to get involved, that have been kind of on the fence about this and say, you know what, if Exxon's in, I'm in too, where do they need to go, what do they need to do, and what does the process look like?
So So the website is safebr.org, safebr.org. You could log on to the website to join the coalition. You can also go to brcollab.com to find out about the Page Rice Camera Initiative. There's also a tab on the SafeBR website as well, and it allows you to submit a request to receive a camera, mm-hmm. to request a camera on your business or residence, and you can also sponsor a camera. Here's the thing, Brian. We just need electricity and access to Wi-Fi. We take care of the rest. The installation, the connection to both the sheriff's office and the police department, and Exxon has stepped up. McDonald's has stepped up. La Capital Federal Credit Union has stepped up. There's been a host of companies that have said, we want in mm-hmm. on this. And as I told you, we're going to put $15,000 towards cameras in Tigerland. And also, I want to give a shout out to the Live Like Ali Foundation. Paul Rice approached me a few weeks ago saying they wanted to purchase two cameras. Mm-hmm. One of them was out near where Ali was murdered. And the other camera was the one at Triple S near where Devin Page was killed. That was done through Page Rice, but was paid for by the Live Like Ali Foundation. So it's a diverse group of people stepping up to get it done, dude.
Paul Rice going to join us tomorrow morning at 8:15 to talk about that and a little bit more as well. Clay, one more before we get you out of here. On the cameras, you said all you need is electricity and Wi-Fi. Has Wi-Fi been a problem thus far? Is there a way to overcome that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the cameras that we are installing at Exxon are actually cellular and solar. Mm-hmm. So the technology exists now. These cameras cost a little bit more, but they allow you to install them and to use a cell line and solar energy to power it. So there's always a way around it, man. I say this all the time, Brian, in my company, that smart is undefeated. Smart will find a way and it'll win. Smart is undefeated. And in this case, smart is undefeated again.
Chandra Stacy, before we get you out of here, I'm going to give you one more opportunity to expound upon what Clay was teasing. Can you spill the beans here?
No.
I cannot spill the beans. No right. worries,
how dare
Clay.
You?
I cannot spill the beans.
Chandra, if you knew how many times he does this to me, it's like when I tease the segment, I could tease that Clay is going to tease us. That's where we're at now.
Hey, look, Brian, let me tell you, it is the first of its kind in the history of Louisiana.
Making it worse. I mean, you're just dumping it all right here. He is Clay Young with the Petters Law Enforcement Foundation, Criminal Justice Foundation. She is Chandra Stacy with ExxonMobil. I greatly appreciate a couple minutes this morning and love seeing the SafeBR initiative and the Page Rice Camera initiative moving forward. It is going to net dividends for us as Baton Rougeans. Thank you both for your time this morning.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks, Clay.
Absolutely.